Fire away.
So you when you took over, one of the first things you said is you wanted to run the ball a lot more. Why had you guys run about the similar percentage that you did before? The games have been fairly close. Why have you not been able to run the ball more often?
Well, I wouldn't say that necessarily. I mean, I think yesterday we had 20-something called runs yesterday. And as the game went on later in the game, obviously we had to throw the ball. We got down a couple scores. We're playing in two-minute offense. But early in the ball game particularly, hey, we were, I think, 10 of our first 22 were runs, somewhere in there, and continued to, you know, I thought continued to mix it up pretty well. We have not done a good enough job, you know, in some situations there at the line of scrimmage, I think, you know, and winning some of those battles up front, hey, whether it be the line, okay, the, you know, line, tight ends, running backs, everybody that's involved in that part of the game, hey, but, you know, I thought Darren was running the ball pretty well yesterday, hey, and, you know, we need to, you know, we need to continue to work at it and stay committed, hey, to being able to do that. You know, sometimes that's easier said than done, but we need to.
But even in the first half, I think you threw twice as much as you ran when it was a close game. Mm-hmm. Is it a matter of just staying committed to it, or what?
Well, yeah, I think you got to stay committed to it. I mean, but I think also, you know, there were some opportunities out there yesterday for some what we felt like were some big plays. And, you know, I mean, part of our identity here has got to be to run the football. And part of our identity has to be to create some explosive plays, you know. And I think that, you know, when you look at us right now, in some of the games that we've played better in, I wouldn't say our best, but better in, it's been because we've been able to have a good mix of running the ball and getting the ball down the field with some play-action shots. You know, San Diego game, those type of games, you know, I think that was, you know, the scenario there where really last night, you know, we really weren't able to create a lot of explosives, you know, last night. Really early in the game, some of those were coming off of the run game more than anything else.
How did Hayden look? He got on the field for five,
you know, yeah, he played five plays there, and he played, I'm going to say a dozen plays, I think. So he had about 17 or 18 total snaps, which, you know, going into the game, we thought, you know, with DJ probably, you know, 20, 25 snaps, whatever way we got him, would be, you know, would be good for us in that game. He did a really nice job, you know, in the time he was in there, you know, defensively. I think he played five plays, you know, and he maybe had like one minus technique-wise, you know, during that deal. And then special teams, we thought he really did an outstanding job in special teams for being, you know, really only practicing at it for that week. And we didn't use him in week one when he came back on special teams. We only used him on the look team. So I thought DJ did a good job in the game. He competed hard yesterday, and he really played fast, you know. So, you know, little by little, you know, we'll get him more involved.
So how long is it going to take for him to be able to handle a full load?
I don't know that. I mean, I really don't. I don't know DJ's body, you know, at all that way. You know, this is honestly, you know, certainly a brand-new player to me, you know, right now, and the most of us. You know, we know a little bit about DJ, but it's been a long time since he's played, so I really don't know the answer to that question. I mean, we're going to, as long as, you know, he came out of this, no, you know, worse for the wear here, we'll push his envelope a little bit more here this week and see how he goes. So, obviously, you know, the faster we can get him moving, the better off we'll all be.
Coach, I want to make sure I get this straight. You felt that you didn't want to run the ball more because you felt that there were more chances downfield, right?
I didn't say that. Well, I said that we and I and my exact quote I think was that we ran the ball 10 out of our first 22 snaps in the game, and then the question was asked, well, why did you get away from that? And I said, well, there was some opportunities for some explosives as well. So you got to get the ball down the field in this game. I mean, in this game, chunk yardage is what's going to be the difference at some point, too. You know, when you look at the team that we just played that beat us, they really didn't run the ball very well. Hey, you do the math. Hey, pretty good rushing team. Didn't run the ball very well at all. They're watching that film today. Hey, they just feel a little better than we do right now. Hey, that being said, hey, they gave up five plays yesterday, okay, or we gave up five plays yesterday that were 35. You know, we gave up 140-something yard play in there early in the game, 48-yard play early in the game. Okay, at the end of it all, it equaled almost, those five plays equaled 44% of their total offense. Okay, and they won, but they made those plays. You know, now one of them was aided by a penalty. Okay, ended up being a big play there, but nonetheless, that was 44% of their offense just on five plays. So we have to be able to get the ball down the field, and we have to take chances in getting the ball down the field. I mean, we just don't want to go out there and dink and dunk it constantly. Okay? So I mean, I think that that's not the nature of what we want to be, and at the same time, you know, it really isn't our quarterback. Our quarterback can advance the ball down the field, so he should. But we have to be able to stay committed to running the football, you know, and it's something that in the last couple of weeks we've made more of an emphasis on, hey, but we've got to continue to make a better emphasis of it.
How do you think your offensive line did in run blocking in this game?
Well, we were 57% efficient in the run game this week, 21 runs called, and 13 of them were efficient plays in the game. So to answer your question, average in the run game, average. In the protection game, I thought they protected the passer pretty well. We threw the ball 54 times. We had 95, to be exact, individual matchups out there. And they won 87% of those. So that's pretty good.
When you talk about the efficiency of running the ball, what's the goal? What's the... in your mind,
the goal in the NFL, okay, an efficient run in the NFL is 4+.
But what percentage of runs being efficient is the goal? You said you were at 57.
Oh, for us?
Yeah, for us, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think that if you're in the 60s, you're in pretty good shape. You know, it just depends on how many times you run the ball. I mean, if you're in the 60s and you only ran the ball 12 times, that's not very good. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, and we've had some of those, okay, where we've only ran the ball 15 times, you know, by the nature of the game. So, you know, if you're running the ball 35 times, you know, and you're up there in that percentage where you're really, you know, you're really pushing the ball and you're at 60%, that's pretty good, you know, making the necessary yardage. So, you know, I don't know how many rushing attempts they had yesterday. I forget. Looking back at it, they didn't run very many plays, you know, but their efficiency wasn't very good.
How is Kerry? He got hurt in a game late. Did he go back in at all? Or
he did not. Not after he came out. So it was late, you know, when TJ got hurt there. I haven't gotten an update yet. We'll get that in a little while here, but you know, and see how he's doing. So I seen him in a meeting this morning. So I mean, he was sitting up, which was good. So
this isn't universal necessarily, but it seems like there are times on third and maybe longer distances that Derek is throwing underneath routes that don't quite get you to the sticks. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that it's probably a complicated answer that maybe there isn't something downfield for him to go to, mm-hmm. or he sees somebody that to where he can make a run for the sticks. But would you like him to be more aware of where that first down marker is?
Well, yeah, our situational awareness as a group, as a football team, you know, has got to continue to get better. Okay, that's an area that I think we need to grow in, our situational awareness. You know, where are we in the game? Where are the sticks? Okay, whether it be offense or defense, you know, third down defense, okay, those type of things. Where are you in the game? What's the clock say? You know, I mean, what these things are all important. So, you know, in some of those situations, what's the coverage? You know, I mean, is it man coverage? If there's a lot of man coverage, you know, to get vertical into man coverage is not always good. You know, you need to move people side to side. We had a couple opportunities last night. I mean, one opportunity, we were right around the 30-yard line-ish. Maybe you guys saw it, where, you know, Tompkins came across on an under route. Okay? The ball was thrown on the sideline in that situation, but you know, he got a good rub, a vertical, and then a rub underneath, and he came across, and they dropped the coverage. And he's running across, but you know, that's how you win in some of these man-to-man situations. You know, getting, you know, running across the field a little bit and doing some of that stuff as opposed to getting vertical and maybe letting some of those guys carry you at times. So, you know, that may be a little bit of what you've seen there in some of those situations. So now there's a couple times there where we were pressured, you know. I mean, right now, going into the game the other day, Derek Carr was the third most pressured quarterback in the National Football League, okay, going into the game the other day. That's not a surprise. I mean, he's a rookie, and he's a starter, you know, so he's gotten an awful lot of pressure. And, you know, prior to that game, to be sacked, whatever it was, you know, four or five times, okay, going into that game for that kind of pressure, that didn't stop yesterday. In other words, they tried the whole gamut, you know, overloads, the whole thing, and really, you know, the only pressure that really got home was the pressure there on the, you know, the 5 or 6 yard line coming out, which was, you know, really more of a communication error, you know, and a situational awareness error, you know, than anything else. So it's something that he's in there learning from right now, and so aren't, you know, some of our receivers.
One of the most pressured quarterbacks, how come he hasn't been sacked more? Is it just him getting?
It's two things. That's a good question. I mean, you know, one, I think, you know, Greg Olson and our coaches upstairs do a great job of preparing our guys for the pressures. There's rarely something that shows up in the game that they either haven't seen, which is hard, you know. I mean, because a lot of times you can't script every look. You don't have enough plays. I mean, you can't stay out there, you know, till midnight every day. So, you know, some of those are non-scripted looks that you got to use the tools in your toolbox to kind of get the answers for. And that happened yesterday a few times, you know. I mean, where they just, you know, the line handled it really well. Derek gets us in the right protection. You know, Wisniewski being out there gets us lined up, you know, quite often and has good answers that way. And Derek gets the ball out. You know, he's got a great release. And, I mean, probably one of the best releases that I've been involved with. So he gets the ball out and doesn't take a lot of sacks like that. So that's all part of it, you know. It's a big part of it. So
where have you seen progress over these 3 weeks that you've been, what areas are you seeing improvement coming as fast as you need to, or how?
As fast as I need to? No. You know, I mean, I wouldn't say as fast as I need to because I'm one of those guys that wants it yesterday. You know, do I see progress? Yeah. I see a lot of progress in a lot of different areas. I mean, I think that, you know, when you look at our football team, and I told the guys this today, you know, the one thing that has to stop happening for us is that we can't patch one hole up and then find another one, okay? In other words, you know, all of a sudden this week, you know, we fixed third down defense, example, okay? You know, now you say, well, where was progress made? Well, progress was made in third down defense, okay? We tackled better. I mean, I think this team's played with a lot of passion, a lot of enthusiasm. You know, I think that we've given ourselves a chance to win 3 football games right now. And that's, you know, I mean, listen, there's a lot of games played this weekend where people didn't have a chance to win the games, okay? And we've given ourselves a chance to win these 3 football games, you know. But yesterday we can look at turnovers as being one of those issues. I just showed the team a statistic over the last 5 years. I mean, when you look at the turnovers over the last 5 years and you're on the road at -3, okay, the percentage of winning is 3%. That's not very good. So, I mean, 3% chance to win the game. On the road, 3 turnovers. 93% chance to win, okay, the other way. 97% chance to win the other way. You know, you're just not going to win a lot of football games that way. So that's not something we've been doing a lot of. You know, we've turned the ball over, end of game, that type of thing. But we haven't done that, you know, and all of a sudden that hit. You know, so now you got to go out and you got to fix that and put emphasis on that. You know, so that's probably, you know, the biggest thing right now. I think there's been a lot of areas of improvement. You know, I think that, You know, defensively, I think we're playing with better fundamentals right now. I do think we're starting to get the run game going in the right direction right now. I think our quarterback is completing a lot of passes right now. Okay, not necessarily big chunk plays down the field, but we have pushed the ball down the field. We've made a more conscious effort of getting the ball down the field and taking shots during the course of games. I think all those things are really positive, and I think the energy that the kids are playing with has been outstanding over the last 3 weeks. That's not something that I can even remotely question. Okay? But we can't continuously have to patch up something every single week. You know, eventually those problems have got, you know, we've got to fix all those problems.
Coach Benson Mayo made the most of his opportunity. What have you seen from him, especially this last week?
Wow, I mean, Benson's done a really a great job. I mean, you know, from where he was when he came in here, you know, to where he is right now. I think the biggest thing is just that, you know, when we got him, we kind of thought he would help us in the rush, you know, as a pass rusher. And what I've noticed is that in the games, he's been around the football in the run game. And, you know, yesterday we needed to set the edge against this offensive line, you know, and this running game that, you know, Cleveland had. And in setting the edge, you know, your edge guys, Khalil and he, you know, yesterday really had to do a good job. And I thought our entire defensive group really did a good job of knocking, you know, the offensive lineman back and setting the edges. I thought, you know, Antonio and Jelly and that group there did a good job of knocking people back. But the two most glaring players, in my opinion, in that group, okay, yesterday, were clearly Benson and Khalil Mack. I mean, Khalil Mack was outstanding yesterday. I mean, like, really, really good. And again, he's going to be measured in whether or not he sacks the quarterback, okay? But I would just say that, I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen somebody do that in a run game. What he did yesterday in a run game, you know, to an opponent. I mean, this guy Khalil just really dominated, and I thought Benson was right behind him there, you know, I mean, at times. I mean, he set one edge, the other guy set the other, he set the edge, and the other guy chased it down. You know, I mean, he made a play on a big play that came out of there, a screen play that came out of there, where he chased this thing down from, I don't know, I mean, it was a 35-yard play, I think, and he chased it down from behind, you know, so, you know, he's playing hard. He's making the most of his opportunity. Exactly. That's exactly right. And, you know, sometimes they come around, and you better make the most of it when they come around, because they might not come around again. And he's done a nice job of that right now.
How's it been working with Greg Olson? And, you know, because, you know, he's the coordinator, and you guys probably have some differing or unique philosophies. Have you tried to bring more of yours into this offense over the last 3 weeks?
No, I mean, really, Greg and I have always gelled really well since the day I got here, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, Greg and I hadn't worked together prior to coming here, and we both came here at the same time. And, you know, I mean, when I was hired, you know, at that time, you know, Dennis was, you know, talking to me, and, you know, it was important to me that he hired the coordinator first. You know, I mean, I don't want to be, you know, I don't want a coordinator to come in and you know, at that point be stuck with me, okay? You know, I kind of wanted it to be the other way around. I had, you know, just been through a couple different scenarios. And, you know, when Greg and I sat down and visited, we shared some different philosophies, and our philosophies were really very, very similar. We come from the same kind of backgrounds, you know, so, you know, that was really easy, and there was a trust factor there, you know, I mean, a trust factor within, you know, kind of what I believed and what he believed, you know, so we don't ever really differentiate a whole lot that way, you know, I mean, to be honest with you, we're pretty much on the same page, and I think Greg would tell you that, you know, I mean, it's not the, you know, not any question about that.
Coach, obviously it never gets easier week to week in the NFL. Coming off a road trip to Cleveland, what are your initial thoughts about going up to Seattle
You talked about patching some of those holes, and also last night you talked about Oakland not beating Oakland. What are mm-hmm. some of your thoughts going into Seattle?
Well, I mean, obviously our thoughts going into Seattle right now, I mean, first thing we're doing is we're correcting this tape here, okay, and then we, as we said to the players here, we got a couple hours to put this behind us, and you know, and now we got to get ourselves ready to go against a, you know, obviously a very good football team in their place, which is really, you know, tough place to play, as everybody knows. Hey, but you know, as I said to the team right now, I mean, what we can't get caught doing, okay, is letting anybody else define who we are, okay, at this point, or what our goals are at this point. Hey, we need to concern ourselves with our own goals right now, and there should only be one, okay, and it should be Seattle at this point. We shouldn't be looking down the road, okay, at anything right now. We shouldn't be looking any place other than with what's directly in front of us, and that would be this challenge this week. You know, I think our guys are excited about the fact that we get to measure ourselves again. You know, we do feel like we're getting better in that room over there. And, you know, I think it gives us another chance to measure ourselves against a really good football team, you know, on the road in their place. And I think the guys will be excited, and they'll be ready to go for that challenge. You know, but, you know, as I said to them, I mean, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, this will be a really, obviously a really, another really good test for us, you know. So it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to. So.
Coach, looking at the game tape, what was Cleveland doing defensively against your run? I'm still a little puzzled why.
Not really much.
You know, that you only averaged 3.2.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck on that. But
I can tell that.
Honestly, first of all, you got to give some credit to Cleveland, okay? But what they were doing, you know, at times they went in there and they played us in some bear, okay? You know what that is? Yeah. They played us in some bear, okay? That would be eight guys in the box, okay, and the core covered. So you'd have five down linemen in there. And that's a hard front to run the ball into because you're going to be manned up in everything that you do there. You know, you're not going to have a lot of combinations in there. But at times they did that. At times they moved a little bit. You know, and at times we just didn't do a good enough job at the point of attack of sustaining some things. You know, I mean, like we'd start in a combination, but all of a sudden color would show. You know, and before the back got to press it or any of those type of things. So they did a good job of that. But I thought, you know, again, early in the ball game, I didn't see that as a factor. You know, we start to move the ball pretty well early in the game. And then there was that one drive there. Just, well, unfortunately, it was when the turnover happened where we had two or three runs, you know, in there. When I say the turnover, okay, there was three of them in the game. I would say it was the fumble on the 20-yard line. Okay. But there was a couple, two, three runs there, you know, that came out of there, and it were good plays, you know. And they were into pressures. Like the one that Darren ran down in there was into a pressure. We call it a cross dog, you know. So they're really bringing their two inside linebackers and crossing those guys, you know. And that one came out of there to the backside. But, you know, I mean, we ended up obviously turning the ball over in that situation. So they did a good job of crowding the line. You know, but that's not anything that we haven't seen before, to be quite honest with you. I mean, we didn't execute it well enough, and we had to do a better job of executing it at the line of scrimmage. So, and that's everybody. You know, I mean, that includes everybody. Run the football includes, you know, the line, the receivers, everybody.